This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
I am genuinely, I'm not just saying this, like sometimes Kieran and I have to lie about the fact we're excited about things. I am not lying about this. I am genuinely so excited. There should be two people joining us via a kind of a ISDN slash, you know, internet dealy line. On the phone, or on, I should say, connected to us, should be Steve. Steve, are you there?
Yes.
There's
yes.
Steve. Hi, Steve. And also with Steve should be a very talented lady by the name of Saffron. Saffron, hi, how are you?
Good, I'm good.
This is exciting. Now, I don't even know where to start here. So, Steve, you're Saffron's dad.
That's right, yeah.
Now, Saffron, the interesting thing about Saffron, now, she's a stand-up comedian, she's an actress, she's a writer, I mean, she's already doing it all. She's already been performing at comedy festivals all over the US. She has some genuinely, and I mean this, guys, some genuinely really funny jokes, and I'm not just saying, oh, they're really funny for a nine-year-old or whatever. These are funny jokes. Like, these are genuine belly laugh kind of jokes. I'm a little, like, me and Kira have been trying to be funny, and we're, like, you know, old, and, like, Saffron's already pretty much got it mastered.
And she's 10 years
old. So, Saffron, you're 10.
Yes,
wow.
I am.
So, Saffron, what you'll have to forgive me. Let's get some basic questions here. What grade are you in school?
Fifth grade.
Okay.
Okay, so, I mean, how much longer till you're in high school? How many grades away is that? Like, that's 12 or something, isn't it?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 7.
Wow. So it's still a while before you get there. But so you and your dad. So you guys, I mean, Steve, you don't perform. It's always Saffron who performs, isn't it?
No, I am. I do perform. I have of recent. I've kind of laid off because we've been pretty swamped, and it's a pretty big challenge to keep up with everything.
Sure, I'd say so.
Saffron is kind of taking off, you know? I found an article about her on the internet, and that's how I came across her, and I was so impressed. It's amazing for a 10-year-old to be doing stand-up comedy.
So, you guys, how do you guys write? Because I'd imagine, I mean, even the biggest comedians in the world have writers, and they have teams, and they kind of have writing sessions before they do stand-up sessions. So how does that work with you guys, Saffron and Steve? Are you guys like a writing duo?
Not really. He doesn't write my jokes for me. No. He doesn't write them for me, but...
So you write your own material?
Yeah, we do, but we work together like most comedians.
Sure, of course.
Like, I write the premise most of the time, and we sort of work together on what we can add into it. Don't you think, Father?
Yes, I do, daughter. Sometimes it's just it's something she'll say, like the joke about the Foo Fighters.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just laughing because even you saying that reminds me of the joke. Saffron, Steve, would you like to tell the joke about the Foo Fighters? Because I suppose, how do you want to do this, Saffron? Because I don't want to step on your performance. As in, do you want to maybe we'll have another chat with you and you do a few jokes at the end? Do you want to do that? Because I don't want to have to, you know, I don't know how your flow would go when you're on a radio interview or whatever. So I don't want to ruin that. But that Nirvana joke. That Nirvana joke is insane. So would it kind of go that before we get to the Nirvana joke, that Saffron might say that and then you two would work together to make it a kind of a comedically viable line for a performance, so to speak?
Well, what happened with that one is she said that pretty much word for word the way the joke is structured. And when I got through laughing at her and she got through smirking at me, I said, you know, that's your next joke. You want to try that one tonight? And she's like, yeah, sure. And it's been one of her staples since.
My favorites.
Man, these are just amazing jokes. So, Saffron, I guess this is an insane thing to ask, but given that you're 10 now, what age did you start making jokes at?
I was always funny, don't you think?
I'm sure you were always hilarious, yeah.
The stage, when did you start?
The stage, I started doing stand-up. Technically, when I was 8,
yeah.
8 years old, 2 years ago.
But
wow. Funny, the day my dad found out that I was going to be a comedian was the day I just learned how to use the bathroom. And I was my diaper on my head like a space helmet.
Wow. Can I ask a question here? Because I, as far as I'm aware, okay, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong here, because I might not know this, but in the US, right, a lot of my understanding of the comedy world is, you know, you go out on the road and you do various clubs around the US, and of course you build up your profile and you have fun doing all of that kind of stuff. But a lot of these clubs, I won't say they're entirely focused around drinking, but drinking is certainly one of the aspects of them. And my understanding is, if you're under a certain age, you can't even go into those clubs. I mean, how do you get around that, Safwa? I mean, surely you're not even legally allowed performing in a lot of the places that you're in.
Don't tell me.
Do you think they just haven't noticed, Safwa? Maybe they just haven't noticed that you're 10?
No, they just haven't noticed.
Are you good with makeup? Is that what it is? Do you just kind of look like a 21-year-old?
But they usually let me go in and do stand-up because I'm a performer.
Yeah, there was actually the Dallas Comedy Club. She changed her insurance and structured it so that Safi could come in and she could have performers that were within that, you know, the range. But if you can't go in there if you're not a performer.
I'm best friends with the bartender. 17.
Best friends with the bartender.
Saffron, I have to ask you though, what do the other comics make of you? Are they like, oh, that's so cute, there's a 10-year-old girl? And then do they hear your stand-up and they're like, what on earth just happened?
Pretty much.
Most of them know me now. They know Saffron. They know that I'm weird and awkward. But most of them make fun of me a lot. Just about my set or anything. But most of them are like that. Some of them, the ones that are new, are always like that. They're always like, oh, you're so cute. And I go up on stage and like, wait, did she just say that?
Not so cute anymore, eh?
But I think, Saffron, it's cool that they accept you, if you know what I'm saying, because I think part of being on the road as a comic, now I wouldn't know, but my understanding of it would be, you guys, like, there's a lot of, to use an American expression, a lot of ball busting goes on. And if you kind of, if they make fun of you, as you say, then you're kind of one of the guys, aren't you? Like, I mean, you kind of accept it if they're making fun of you.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think you're, the day you're accepted is the day they offer you a cigarette.
Have you started smoking yet, Saffron? Not yet. No. All right. Well, look, you have a whole life ahead of you to start smoking.
And what do your friends at school make of the whole thing? Because like most 10-year-olds are just, I don't know, going to the shop and buying sweets. I'm trying to remember what it's like to be 10. I was reading magazines and books and being really awkward. So what do your friends make of it?
Most of my friends that are my best friends, they know that I do stand up, and some of them know what it is, some of them know what stand up is, and then there you have those friends that are like, Saffron, I don't know what stand up is, but you're probably good at it. Keep doing it.
Saffron, can I ask you a question? Because, I mean, maybe you're just, I don't know, the expression is we have in Ireland, I don't know if you have it in the US, you're like an old soul, if you get me, as in, you're, I don't know, do you have that expression in the US, Steve? Would that be a kind of an old soul as an expression? Because if you don't mind me saying, Saffron, you kind of seem like you may be older than 10. Do you not kind of find people your own age really fucking annoying, for want of a better word? Like, you're not like, oh my God, I'm hanging out with a bunch of 10-year-olds, these people are driving me crazy. See, this is what I can imagine. If you're hanging out with a load of people when you're kind of Saffron's mindset, 10-year-olds probably really annoy you, if you know what I mean. It's probably difficult.
That is true.
But look,
well, it's funny.
Steve. You
know, I think the kids tend to annoy her, but then sometimes the mindset of a bunch of comedians could be the same. So.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that one comedian every day who always just gets drunk at the bar.
He must be annoying, is he?
He must be really annoying.
Yeah, of course. There's always that guy in any kind of group, isn't there?
Who are your favorite comedians, Saffron?
Oh, well, Tig Notaro. Mm-hmm. Do you know who these people are?
No, I don't know
wouldn't
that particular
familiar
one.
Her.
Oh, do you know who Phyllis Diller is?
Yeah.
Okay, Phyllis Diller, do you know who Joan Rivers is?
Yeah, of course.
You love Joan Rivers.
Look, that's man.
That is brilliant.
Nothing wrong with aspiring to the best, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love them. Probably my dad.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Where do you guys live, if you don't mind me asking, in the US?
What?
Where do you guys live?
Texas.
Oh, cool. Very good. Now, don't worry, Saffron. I wasn't asking for your address or anything. I was just like wondering in a kind of a broad sense where you live. It's all good. Well, look, Steve, Saffron, this is probably one of the most surreal conversations I've ever had. Before we get down to business, Saffron Herndon is the website. So it's Steve and Saffron Herndon that are on the phone with us. So H-E-R-N-D-O-N is the surname. So H-E-R-N-D-O-N and Saffron, S-A-F-F-R-O-N. I mean, Kier, do you want to hear some of these jokes?
I am dying to hear some of these jokes.
I cannot wait to hear some of these jokes. Saffron, we mentioned it earlier. Can we hear the Kurt Cobain slash Nirvana joke? Because I love this.
Yeah, I can do that one.
Go for it.
Oh, I've done it in a while, but I'll try to do it.
Don't worry, you're in a good room. You already have this crowd, all right? We are already right behind you. So you go for it. We you have our full support.
Okay, it goes on. I love Nirvana. Yeah, Nirvana's my favorite band. Yeah, but I really wish that Kurt Cobain would have waited at least 20 more years before killing himself so I could at least see him in concert. But when I told my dad this, he just said, "Well, why didn't you just wish that I didn't kill himself?" Psh, yeah, Dad, then I had the Foo Fighters.
I mean...
But you know, Everlong's a great song. Do we really want a world where there's no Everlong? I don't think so. I mean, like, you know, Saffron, you make a good point. Saffron, I know that, you know, obviously you're a young lady, but I know people are dating younger and younger now. Have you tried online dating at all? I mean, how do you find that?
I set up one for Dad yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Yes. How did that go?
He doesn't know that yet.
He just tossed you a softball, kid.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Tossed you a softball.
Okay.
Fun at it. Come on.
So where are my online daters at? Yeah. It's a tough life dating online. Every time we meet someone online, they end up in jail.
I love that.
That's brilliant.
It is incredible. You know, I mean, are you religious at all, Saffron? Is there anything kind of, you know, do you have any views on that? Because I know Texas is a very kind of, still a very traditional kind of religious state. Do you go to church or anything?
Yeah, well, tell him about the last time you went to church with Mark.
Okay,
You are awkward, child. Tell him a joke.
I'm trying to, Dad, we haven't done these jokes in forever. I'm trying to remember them.
Guys, I'm sorry. The joke about Maria, when you and Maria go to church, this is really funny. You did something called communion. How did that go? Because we have communion here. We're very Catholic. We're very Catholic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have the communion and all that. We all do our first holy communions and everything. And do you guys do that or what's the story there?
Well, we don't go to church. We actually go to a Buddhist church.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay, fair enough.
Buddhist.
You guys are Buddhist. You guys are, I suppose that's a very in thing to be now, if you get me, you know, but man, this is so funny. This is just out there.
Before you go, Saffron, have you ever had to deal with hecklers? I can't imagine a 10-year-old girl would have to deal with hecklers, would she?
Oh, I remember the joke now. Do you want me to tell it now?
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
She had the most desperate look on her face because she's like, I haven't told that in a while.
I'm sorry, guys. I should have told you just because these seem like such knock it out of the park jokes. I couldn't not have you tell them when you come on. These are hilarious.
So I spent the night with my friend Eileen on Sunday. And on Saturday, we had to go to something called Mass and we did something called Communion.
Sure.
But I was too afraid to drink God's blood, you know? It seems dangerous. What if he's diabetic?
So true. It is so true.
Man. Yeah,
I wish that God was black. So instead of crackers, we could have had brownies.
You'd think that if God was black, there would have been brown. Of course, there would have been. Yeah, because it would have been different blood and everything. It would have been a lot more fun. I agree with you. Saffron, I hear you. I mean, your outlook on the world is pretty spot on. So what's the next step? You guys must be doing gigs all over the place. Right? You must be doing lots of dates and stuff.
Well, this Thursday, their NBC Today show is flying us all to the show, and Safi's going to get to be on the Today show at 9 a.m. It'd be 9 a.m. New York time. I think that's Eastern.
Isn't that like the biggest thing that pretty much can happen to a comedian in the U.S.? I mean, Today show would be one of the biggest shows. That's an enormous show. That has millions of viewers.
Even you watch it inside Ireland?
I even know what that is,
we
of course.
We do.
Who's presenting that now? What are their names?
Al Roker. That's one.
Al Roker. He's a nice old gentleman, isn't he? I like him.
He is.
Yeah.
Matt Lauer is the one. It's his show now.
What's his name?
Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I know all those names. Jesus, this is enormous. Holy God. Matt Saffron... I'm in awe. I don't even have anything to say. I'm just, I think this is so funny.
I think it's brilliant. Where do you want to be? I'd imagine you want maybe your own TV show or something like that.
I do want my own TV show someday, but what I really want to be on SNL.
Yes. That's where the most awesome female comedians and male comedians, that's where they start. That's kind of where they break out. Like, you know, do you like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and stuff like that?
I love Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
She's like one of my favorites. I love her, in fairness. I think she's so funny. So, awesome. I guess we're going to have to wait to see you on SNL sometime.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, I've no doubt.
I also want to be a professional comedian. And be a comedian.
Well, you're already getting there on that, Saffron. Would you like to be a stand-up or do more TV? What is your passion in stand-up?
Yeah, I have a lot of stand-up, but I have a lot of TV. I really want to do TV.
Awesome.
Well, watch Saffron, this space, everyone.
I'm going to be honest. You're funnier than most people in Ireland. Like now, even, and you're 10. So believe me, kid. I hate even saying kid because you're not a kid in a lot of ways. You're an old soul. You know exactly what's going on in the world. So,
can
I mean.
Can we go to Ireland sometime?
Say again?
Can we go to Ireland sometime?
Yes.
Yeah, tell Steve you have to come to Ireland, all right? Tell Steve that it needs to get going. It needs to get popping.
We could get her on the Late Late Show.
There's a thing here called the Late Late Show, which is, I guess, the same as your kind of late night talk shows. It's a huge deal. Everybody watches it. I think that's what you should be on. In fact, we should tell the people who run the Late Late Show that Saffron needs to be on.
Yes, we should.
My God, we should. Look, guys, I mean, I know you guys are really busy. Kira, do you have anything before they go that you desperately want to say to Saffron? Because she's going to be a massive star one day.
Not at all. I think we've heard it all.
We really have. Steve Saffron, your website is Saffron Herndon. So SaffronHerndon, Saffron Herndon. I honestly, and I'm not just saying this, I think that's a name you're going to be hearing in a few years. And I mean that in a big way. But look, Saffron, Steve, it was so much fun, guys. Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Thank you
so much, guys.
Awesome.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.